Now, if you haven't heard the music of David Thomas Roberts, likely your view of ragtime will be changed when you leave this room. David Thomas Roberts, actually this is a concert, first of its kind, dedicated to just the ragtime of David Thomas Roberts. And David has expanded into many different forms of musical composition, but we will focus today on the ragtime. He is also an artist, a painter, a writer, and expressive in many, many different ways. The biographical information will be kept to a minimum, because I'd like to make this a little more personalized. We'll have each performer tell a specific story about their relationship with David and his music. So if you're looking for biographical information, please consult the program. Also, the liner notes to David's CDs are really the best that I've ever read. And if you, I know a lot of us buy the CDs, we listen to the music quickly, but take time to read the notes and you gain incredible insight into David and his music. Recently from Moss Point, Mississippi, David has moved now as a resident of Shannon County, Missouri. So, years of trying to get set up in Missouri, and a lot of his music, as you'll see, draws its inspiration from his relationship with specifically Missouri and the land. David Thomas Roberts has written maybe more than 100 pieces, and the ragtime pieces you'll hear today range from some of the more subtle and romantic pieces to an upbeat. We're going to do a few duets, and then we're going to have about an hour and a half of music, so sit back and enjoy. I'd like to introduce the first performer. His name is Brian Keenan. He comes from Minnesota. And Brian will be playing a few of David's pieces. We'll return later to play a duet with David. So please welcome Brian Keenan.
Thank you. Well, I had the opportunity last year at the Rocky Mountain Festival to play in a tribute to the music of Hal Isbiss, another very important contemporary composer. And I should say the same thing now that I said then, and that is, speaking as a composer myself, for a composer it's always the most biggest thrill and biggest compliment in the world to have your music played by someone else. So if you multiply that by an entire tribute concert, you get an idea of the magnitude and the importance of this event. I met David Thomas Roberts on October 20th, 1991 at the Bohemia Ragtime Society meeting, and it's been a very influential, very meaningful musical relationship ever since. I will start with a piece that I have recently recorded on a new CD of my own called Traditions, which I'll be talking about more as the festival goes on. This will be one of the first pieces of David's that I ever learned. This is written in remembrance of his time at the University of Southern Mississippi. This is called Forest County. Thank you. was getting to know David and be familiar with his music after meeting him. Those first few years, I had kind of become aware that there was really a lot of pieces that he had that weren't on any album or anything. So in my unending quest to try to hear everything he's ever done, I had, he was very kind enough to demonstrate for me several pieces that I hadn't otherwise heard in a practice room in St. Paul. And one of those pieces that stood out for me the most was a kind of ragtime habanera piece called The Child, and really felt a strong connection with this. And so for several years, I'd always wanted to be the first to give it a recording. And so that finally came to pass. Last year it was given its first recording by me. So here is an early piece from David, 1974. This is The Child. I like to think that by recording that piece, I might have inspired David to kind of reintroduce that into his repertoire. I'll do one more solo, and that will be a very country or string band influenced piece, another one of the first of David's pieces that I learned. This is Madison Heights Girl.
Insect-oriented pieces, mosquitoes and bed bugs and let's call it a night, probably. Right? I guess what you could call it, really a poor attempt at novelty piano. But David played then Roberto Clemente in Last Days of the Polo Ground. And needless to say, I had to reevaluate my composition. But no, David, he was very frank with his comments about my pieces and about Joplin and about ragtime in general. I learned an incredible amount through this meeting. But more importantly, I gained this motivation to go on and compose ragtime. And I drew great inspiration from these pieces, which are still two of my favorites. So I look back to that night, and it's very important. I'm sure some of you, if you've never heard David's music before, you will go through that process today of completely reevaluating how you view ragtime music. And he hasn't earned the title of, I think, the leading composer of ragtime alive today for nothing. It wasn't until I came here to Sedalia the following year that I found out, in fact, that there was a whole community of people playing, composing ragtime. So that was my meeting with David Thomas Roberts. So that will be, and Roberto Clemente will be the piece that I'll start off with today. 1979, this composition was inspired by David seeing a documentary about the great baseball player Roberto Clemente, a right fielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he died tragically in 1972 on his way to Nicaragua to deliver aid to earthquake victims. To help me with this piece, we're going to do a duet. I would like to introduce a performer who you will only see with the orchestra in terms of the paid concerts. This is his only solo piano appearance in this festival. He's really the top of his field, Norwegian pianist who has mastered the art of ragtime and traditional jazz, and happens to run the greatest ragtime orchestra, in my opinion, in the world. So please welcome to play Roberto Clemente with me, Morten Larsen. Thank you. with Roberto Clemente, which is, by the way, very popular. If you're new to ragtime, this is probably the second most widely played and recorded new rag after The Graceful Ghost by William Bolcom, a very influential piece, Roberto Clemente. So to contrast with that, which draws a lot of inspiration from the more romantic tradition, we'll play one of David's very folksy pieces from 1978, and then I'll leave the stage to Mr. Larson, who will play some solos himself. So here is then Creole.
Even further than that, actually. I met David on my very first trip to the United States, which was a trip to New Orleans in 1977. I went there because I wanted to hear the real New Orleans jazz played by the old musicians on Bourbon Street, Preservation Hall, etc. And I came there in April for the Jazz and Heritage Festival, and I looked in the Times-Picayune, the main newspaper in New Orleans, and I found a listing. It said just Maple Leaf Bar, which was an interesting title in itself, and it said Ragtime on Mondays. So Monday, I took the St. Charles Street car way out to Oak Street, where this Maple Leaf Bar was. And I found a very noisy place, full of a kind of beer drinking, student type crowd. And I wondered, where is the music? And then I found far in the inner part of the room, in this incredible noise, there was an old piano standing, and an unusual guy sitting there playing this most melodious, beautiful music of a classic ragtime style. Nobody was listening. In a way, a real disappointment, but of course I sat down in this environment and was an incredible experience in a way. It was surreal in one way. And I started making comments to David, and we exchanged a lot and played for each other. I played piece, and he certainly played a lot of things and played several of his own lyrical compositions. It was the very first time I heard him. And in a way, the rest is history. I went back to Norway and got my address, and after a while I received a couple of his old pieces in the mail. A couple of years later I received Roberto Clemente in the mail in Norway, and it was incredible for me, incredible, inspiring to get to know this man's music. And I would like to play by myself a piece I heard David play for the first time when it was quite fresh, at the Norwegian Seamen's Church in New Orleans in 1982. He had written a beautiful piece that combines characteristics of classic ragtime with late romantic piano music, some Caribbean influences. Maybe the composer Gottschalk was in here somewhere. This is dedicated to a ragtime musician. It's called For Molly Kaufman. Thank you. It's also dedicated to a lady, but it's a very rare piece. I think maybe I'm the only one who plays it, but I'm not quite sure about that, of course. But it's called La Donna, and it's dedicated to. Actually, it was commissioned by Darrell Wingo from Kansas City as a present to his sister's 40th birthday a couple of years ago. And he commissioned David to write this number, and it's called simply La Donna. Thank you.
to you, a pianist-composer who has influenced all of us. We've all played and recorded David's music and been influenced as composers by David's music, especially I speak for Brian and myself, who are composing a lot. And I'd like to say one thing about David as a composer and as a friend, too. And this relates to Joplin. I think it's quite relevant to the Joplin Festival to mention this, because Scott Joplin was not only a great composer, but a teacher. And Joplin would approach his teaching with his students in such a way that would not inhibit or dominate or intimidate the ideas of the students. Joplin, of course, a very strong musical personality, was always very careful to allow the students' ideas to grow on their own accord. And when I met David, I was kind of at that point in my career where I was searching for a lot of inspiration as well as direction, and David was very careful not to try to influence me and not to try to, I guess, complete a sentence, musically speaking. He always let me go my own direction, and eventually I found my direction. Influence is a very strong word to use. I think inspiration is more appropriate. David has been an inspiration to all of us, and we're fortunate to have him, fortunate that he is not only just a composer, but also a pianist, so we can hear him play his own pieces. So please welcome now from Shannon County, David Thomas Roberts.
Back here. I'm going to open my part of the program with a piece which I started over in Columbia in the late 80s and finished in New Orleans. It primarily dates from 1989. This is recorded by Morton Larson, also recorded by Frank French, recorded by the two of them before I ever recorded it. This is my Memories of a Missouri Confederate. Thank you. Continue with a composition dating from very late 1992, and it's named after a county in the northeastern Ozarks that I still love dearly. I still own land in Washington County and hope to set up a camp there after I further develop my central base in northeast Shannon County near Bunker. So from 1992, it's very folksy rooted and yet obliquely romantic composition. This is Washington County Breakdown. Thank you. Well, I'm going to do one duet myself in this set. So to do Lily Langtry Comes to the Midwest, which I wrote in 1979, we bring back my great friend and colleague, Brian Keenan. Interpretively by the people who play my music well. And Morton was the first to have that kind of impact on me. I used to play through the Bottom Lands in a less overtly romantic way, but his more completely subjective treatment of it made me decide that, yes, I want to give in to the natural romanticism, de-emphasize the folkish content, which is going to be clear enough. So as a result of the way Morton approached it from the beginning, from the late 80s forward, at least, I played through the Bottom Lands in a more completely lyrical way. So from 1980, here is one of those pieces born very much of my belief in the intrinsic rightness of humans living in close contact with the land and the poetic possibilities that can come only from that. This is Through the Bottomlands.
Thank you.
close with a piece that I haven't played much in several years, but I played a great deal from the time it was written, 88, 89, into maybe the first half of the 90s. Many of my ragtime-related compositions, it's true, were very much affected by place and this belonging that is transferable in my mind, but very profoundly linked when the transfer is made. But a lot of my pieces are really, in effect, elaborated love songs. And among those, this is probably my favorite. From 1988-89, this is Mississippi Brown Eyes. This is for Teresa, who couldn't be here.
Thank you.
Please help me in thanking David Thomas Roberts. One quick announcement. I wish I could take credit for this concert, but this was the brainchild of Jeannie Wright, who has worked very hard to put this together. Thank you, Jeannie.